Good morning. The time is 11:04. I'm Elizabeth Rose reporting live in the KPPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025. CBS will end the late night show with Stephen Colbert and retire the late night show franchise, or the late show franchise, in May 2026, says CBS News. They announced this on Thursday, calling it, quote, purely a financial decision against a challenging backdrop in the late night. Unquote. Colbert thanked the show's band, everyone who works on the show, and the audience. He said, quote, I've had the pleasure and the responsibility of sharing what we do every day with you in front of this camera for the last 10 years. It is a fantastic job. I wish somebody else was getting it. It's a job that I'm looking forward to doing with this usual gang of idiots for another 10 months. Unquote. Today is the first day of the 45th annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival. Today, Taylor Newville and the Riders, Northwest Women Rhythm and Blues, The Strange Tones, and Revival Brothers Band are playing for Blues Night. The festival continues through Saturday and Sunday. It is free to go and check it out. Food and drink will be for sale, but the music is free. You can find more information at jazzoregon.org. On this day in history, in 1978, Def Leppard made their live debut in their hometown. The gig was to an audience of 150 students in the cafeteria of Westfield School in Sheffield. And in 2019, Ed Sheeran broke Spotify's streaming record with the release of Number 6 Collaborations Project, which was a collection of musical alliances with Justin Bieber, Camila Cabello, Cardi B, Eminem, and others. The album gained 69 million streams in the first month. You can find more at thisdayinmusichistory.com. Outside of music, both Mamma Mia and The Dark Knight came out 17 years ago today. Tonight at 7 p.m., the original Practice Shakespeare Festival will be performing Much Ado About Nothing at Irving Park, and that is open to all. Portland Parks and Rec Free Summer Free-for-All has lots of fun and free events scheduled for today. Arts in the Park will be at Peninsula Park, Alberta Park, Essex Park, and Creston Park. At 11:30 a.m. through 1 p.m., Portland Parks and Rec's Environmental Education Team's Traveling Nature Museum will be at Mount Scott Park. They will have animal pelts, rocks, bugs, science games, sensory activities, and more. Everyone is welcome to come see, play with, and touch the display. The Portland Opera will be bringing McCoy Park free music from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tonight at 7:30, you can watch Despicable Me 4 at Brentwood Park. And tomorrow, the 19th, Kenilworth Park will be hosting Wamba, a concert of exciting African percussion and danceable grooves at 6:30 p.m. Later in that day, at 7:30, Farragut Park will be playing Won't You Be My Neighbor in English with Spanish subtitles. This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Elizabeth Rose. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. When it comes to education and training beyond high school, there are several approaches you can take. You can enroll in a four-year college or university, or go to a two-year community college, or you may choose a private career school. Private career schools offer training that lasts from 1 day to 2 years and teach classes in many occupations such as cosmetology, truck driving, or tax preparation. If you're thinking about a private career school, here are some steps to take to ensure you made the right choice. First, visit the school. If possible, try visiting more than one. Check out the differences. Two, determine total cost. Find out the total program cost. Most schools charge an enrollment fee, tuition, books, and supplies. 3. Talk with other students of the school. Ask them their opinion. And 4. Talk with employers. Ask them if they've hired any graduates from the school you're considering. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon.
What do I cherish? Precious moments watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Luckily, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-254-6552 for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. That's 1-800-254-6552.
Portland weather. The forecast for today is cloudy with a high of 86 degrees. Tonight it'll be clear with an overnight low of 56 degrees. Tomorrow expect sun and a high of 81. On Sunday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 78. Currently, it is clear and 70 degrees in the Rose City. And at 11:10, or a little bit later than that, but coming right up after this next song, we will be playing My Three Songs, which is a game we play on Fridays. It is a game where I will queue up three songs that all have some sort of connection, and then you will listen and try and guess what that connection is. Once the third song starts, you are allowed to call in to our number, 503-916-KBPS, and guess that connection. The first listener who guesses correctly will get a prize. So when you call in, make sure to leave your phone number. That way we can reach back out if you do win. Again, you cannot call in until the third song starts, but that number is 503-916-KBPS. We will start the game after this next song.